So today I want to talk about, is love enough? What do you all think? Do you think love is the only thing that matters when it comes to a relationship, friendship, marriage? Do you believe that if you have love on both ends, then you can overcome anything? Do you think that if two people love one another, that's all that really counts, that's all that matters in a situation? Or do you think no matter how complex a situation is, if two people love each other, they can get through it? Or do you think there are other factors and other necessities to that equation, to that circumstance, to actually make love work? Or do you even believe that love is all those different things together? So here's my stance. It's confusing because sometimes I feel like love should be all that matters. Love is the main important thing because you can't help who you love. But in the midst of a situation, a heartache, a broken heart, or someone wronging you, you kind of feel like you're angry sometimes, or you're hurt or sad by something, and you sometimes don't want to love them or don't want to feel like you love them, but you can't resist the fact that you know that you love them. So because you consciously know that, and your heart knows that, and you're just upset at the moment, you deal with it. You stay. You sacrifice. And in a certain sense, it's like that is a form of love. But at the same token, are you loving yourself? Are you receiving that love in return? Or are you saying to yourself, I know this person loves me despite whatever. You know, it doesn't matter. Like, we're family, we're friends. You know, we're BFFs, we're spouses, or husband and wife, or boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever the case may be. Do you just overlook things because you know that there's love on both ends? Excuse me. Which brings me to my next thing, a marriage. Do you stay and work out a marriage? Do you tough out a marriage? Do you make it work? Do you not give up? Do you say, we got through, and all of that, and then say it's all because of love? Or do you say to yourself at some point, hey, we've tried all this stuff and for some reason we keep going in circles, or we just can't seem to work it out? And do you say to yourself, love is not all that matters? Like, you know. So here's my stance. Love is number one. Love is the number one priority. It is the main ingredient to the batter. It's a need. It's kind of like cake. You can have all the extra ingredients, the egg, the oil, you know, the milk or water, whatever you're using. But without that flour, you're not getting a cake. And I feel like love is that flour. It's the main thing. It's the big thing. The thing that flourishes, that overflows, that fluffs, that comforts, that... Love is the main ingredient. However, love is not the only ingredient. And I believe that if you have that main ingredient of love, then you should work off of that and go into all the extra ingredients to bind them together to make one beautiful cake. To make one beautiful thing. And because I don't believe that you can have all those other things if you don't love someone. Like, you may lack communication, you may lack support, you may lack listening, you know, you may lack quality time, you may lack self-control, you may lack income, you know. That's a huge factor in a lot of relationships. You can like those things, but if you love the person that you're with and you know that it's hurting them, or they're struggling with it, or they've addressed it with you, or they have a problem, you will at least put your best foot forward and have some type of effort that you're making because you love that person. You don't want to see them pained. You know, if there's something about you that is just nerve-wracking to them or really affecting them, like, that's where the sacrifice end of love comes in. You may want that, but because you love that other person, especially if it's your husband or wife, like, because in some sense, you're supposed to love them more than yourself. In the aspect as, I wouldn't let anything happen to them, you know, if I didn't have to. I'm not saying put them before you, like your heart and your mind and your goals for life, but I'm saying that's something simple that you should be willing to sacrifice. Hey, you know what? I know the smoking hurts, you know, my husband. And so I like to smoke, but you know what? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to stop smoking. I'm going to try to stop smoking because I don't want to see this hurt my relationship. I don't want to see this hurt my husband. I don't want to hurt my own self, you know, in the process. Things like that, you know. I feel like love is needed in order to be able to attain all the rest of those things. Like, now let's say you have all the extra stuff, okay? Oh, somebody's well off and they like to spend quality time. You know, they might have a busy schedule, but they make time for you at the weirdest times, or maybe they pop up and surprise you. And, you know, maybe they buy you gifts, you know. Maybe they talk to you all the time on the phone. You know, maybe that person, excuse me, has all the physical attributes that you like, but there's no real substance beyond those things. You know, you don't feel that connection with them. You know, you like them a lot, but it's not really what your heart wants. It's not what you see yourself with 10 years down the line. You know. Then you have to ask yourself, is that enough for me? If I don't feel like I'm in love with this person, but they love me, like, they take good care of me, and they have everything a person would look for in a future spouse, do you say, hey, I'm not going to worry about the love that I know I could feel with someone else, and then they may not have the rest? Or do you take what you have and believe that love will grow? And this is a tough cookie. Like, this is a very tough cookie, and I'm going to say something controversial in a minute, but this is a very tough cookie to swallow, because sometimes a person can have the whole package, but you just don't feel a connection. You don't feel connected enough to know that you could be in love with them. And then sometimes you can have that strong connection and feel like you're in love with someone, but they just aren't good for you. They don't care to provide. They don't care to support. They don't care to even change. It's like, they feel like they love you, that should be enough. And, you know, there are situations like that. But the controversial thing that I was going to say is, this whole 80-20 rule, I completely disagree with. And I'm going to explain why. You know, people always give the scenario, oh, you got this 80% over here, and you're going to leave it, or ruin it, or risk ruining it, or this 20%. So, for example, I have a husband, and he takes care of all the bills, and, you know, he plans trips, and we have kids, and I don't know, maybe we go bingo every Thursday night. And we're so used to doing these things. But at the same token, I feel like I'm just going with the flow. I feel connected. I'm feeling personal intimacy. We're not growing with each other, not getting to know each other anymore and things like that. But then here's this other adventurous person that makes me feel alive, and you feel like it feeds your heart for what is lacking. And so people say, that's just the 20%. What about the fact that 20%, 9 times out of 10, doesn't have the other 80% this other person had? So now you're going to leave this person or cheat on this person over those small little things that you got in this other person, and now your 80% is not full. Reason I don't believe in the 80-20 rule is very simple. Basically, that's a short-sighted, one-sided way to look at it. Because you may care about the person you're with. You probably do love the person you're with. But that 20% may be a deal breaker to you. It may be the main important thing. It may be your flower. That 20% may be what needs to be fed to your heart and mind at a certain time. Maybe you need the support. Maybe that's what got you through. Maybe that's what gets you through. Maybe that's what gets you, period. You know? And that 20% can grow in many cases. You don't know. Like, sometimes that 80% is just the 80%. It is what it is. They don't wish to add on. They don't wish to subtract. They just want to continue things as they've been. And here you are, letting the 20% pass you by because you're scared to let go of the 80. So I don't even believe in that 80-20 thing, because you can have all these things, which goes back to the original subject, is love enough? Because you can have all these things and be lacking in the main important thing, and then someone else will come along and tell you, oh, that's the 20%. That 20% is pretty important, don't you think? That 20% is your flower. That 20% is a deal breaker. Maybe that 20% is just what you need to continue on. Are you just going to give up on your 20% that you desire to have, that your heart craves and all that, and know that you're not going to get it out of the 80% because they just refuse and you give it chance after chance and have addressed it? Are you just going to say, well, I'll just suffer that 20% for the rest of my life? Or do you take a leap of faith and just say, hey, I'm going for it? Now, all the time I'm going to say take a leap of faith, or even call it faith. Like, all the time you don't need to go for the 20%, because things are not always as they appear to be. However, if that 20% is the main thing you desire or crave or need for your specific time, your specific situation, circumstance, and that 80% refuse to provide that, you deserve the 20%. Excuse me. I mean, how long are you going to starve yourself from being whole and complete because you're worried about this dang 80-20 rule? All these rules, you know? We got rules for a reason, but all these rules are just unnecessary sometimes. Because you'll look up and you'll realize you didn't do certain things all over the fact of what somebody else thought or said. Like they had it all figured out. Nobody's had it all figured out. Maybe you listened to their parents, grandparents, or just tried something until they figured it out. And it makes you fearful because you're scared to try something new. Especially when you're always used to having that 80%. That's your comfort zone. And sometimes it requires stepping out of your comfort. So I just like to know what other people think. Do you think love is enough? Do you believe in that 80-20 rule? And hey, do you like to have your cake and eat it too? Or are you one of the people that are like, screw that, I just want it this way? Nothing's wrong with wanting things your specific way, but that's putting yourself first, which most people do. It's been fun, folks. I'm Chrissy, and I'm checking out.